Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. More people than ever have embraced e-commerce this Chinese New Year. The Indian mobile internet population is undergoing explosive growth and Marks & Spencer has launched an e-commerce site targeting five Middle Eastern countries. Today is Chinese New Year, and research by Criteo has found that more people than ever before have been using the internet to do their shopping in preparation for the celebrations. Chinese people traditionally buy new clothes for themselves and gifts for other people to celebrate the new year and represent new beginnings. Criteo's research found that online sales went up by 40% in the fortnight leading up to Chinese New Year, with mobile e-commerce seeing a rise in popularity as affordable smartphones become more widely available in the region. The study also found that many consumers were willing to buy from foreign sites if prices were lower, so long as fast delivery times were guaranteed. To coincide with the mass movement of people as people go on holiday to celebrate the new year, the leading Chinese internet giant Baidu has just announced that it has expanded its Baidu Map service to several foreign markets. From today, people will be able to use Baidu Maps in Japan, South Korea, Singapore, and Thailand. A Baidu spokesperson commented on the expansion, saying, "Once the service becomes available in foreign countries, it will become their top choice, as the Chinese language version will hold great appeal to those who can't speak English." Baidu hopes to take back traffic from Google with its Maps offering. The Internet and Mobile Association of India has predicted that India's mobile internet population will reach 371 million people by the middle of this year, an increase of 56% compared to this time last year. The online activities done by mobile internet users is also set to shift. Social media used to be the most popular mobile activity, but this is set to be replaced by online communication by the middle of the year. Looking at where these mobile internet users live, urban users currently account for 71% of all mobile internet users, and mobile internet use is set to grow at an equal pace in urban and rural populations. India has the second biggest internet market in the world, second only to China. Marks & Spencer has launched an e-commerce site targeting five Middle Eastern countries. Customers in the UAE, Qatar, Bahrain, Oman, and Kuwait will now be able to shop online for around 6,000 M&S products. Users can choose whether they want to collect their items in store or have them delivered to their homes. In Dubai, users can even have various sized clothes brought to their homes so that they can try them on to ensure a correct fit. The website is available in English and Arabic and has local payment options. Marks & Spencer also intends to expand to Egypt and Lebanon next month. And finally, research by AdHoc has revealed that advertisers in Canada are planning to increase the amount of money they spend on mobile ads more than any other kind of advertising. 42% of marketers questioned said they planned to increase their mobile advertising spend this year, compared to 32% who planned to increase programmatic ad spending and 27% who planned to increase video and addressable TV ad spending. Canadian mobile ad budgets are set to increase by an average of 31% this year, higher than the 29% and 24% budget increases planned for programmatic and video advertising, respectively. Mobile advertising in the country is predicted to reach $2.3 billion this year, accounting for 48% of digital ad spend and 17% of total ad spend. And that's all for me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. I'll see you next time.